I'm Kenneth Weichda. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my photo chats. So I really want to stress that my telephone is for making calls and contacting me. And my goal with my telephone is to keep the ringer off so it doesn't disturb me unless I need to expect a call and receive a call. And I guess I can use it to check email, but I don't want to use it as a telephone. That's not right. I don't want to use it as a camera because I cannot hold the thing in a way to make a sharp picture. There's no control over the shutter button. I can't ever hit the shutter button without shaking the whole camera. It's great for note taking when I need to see where I parked my car at the airport. And other than that, it is not a camera. And because I carry a camera everywhere, there's no reason I would pull it out over a camera to photograph something. For one thing, I don't want a photograph made with a small sensor in a phone and all the computational processing that Apple provides. I don't want Apple to be my processor. I don't want computer analysts who have figured out how to make all photographs look the same. I don't want them to process my photos. And so I don't want to use my phone for photography. And I don't. I'd like to get to the point where I take all the apps off of my phone and I only use it for phone calls, texts, and email. And even those, I tell my clients that when I'm working on a shoot, I can't answer the phone during the day. So expect I'll check my email at 9 and 4 twice a day and get back to them after that so that I'm not always on call. I'm not always expected to respond instantly. There was a speaker one time I was photographing and he talked about the richer you are, and I guess rich means in many ways, both wealth and having the ability to have screeners, the richer you are, the less you have to be tied to your phone. Mick Jagger doesn't have to field junk mail and spam phone calls. He just has somebody else delete that stuff for him because he's got other things he'd rather be doing and he can afford to have somebody else screen that out. And the lowly worker who has to respond instantly to everything because they might miss a job and they can't afford to miss anything because they're desperately needing money, that person is glued to their phone. Everybody gets responded to instantly. And there's a level of how much connection do you have and how much connection are you giving away your free time, your uninterrupted creative world. We talked about the muse. If the muse is out, you get a phone call. When you get done that phone call, will the muse still be there? So I really want to limit my phone to being a place to get a message. If you want to contact me, do so. Leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back next time. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's the good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.